Ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased to present this special evening in two parts. For the first half, you will be taken on a musical journey that began with the breakthrough 1964 single, She's Not There, and continues to today with their latest Billboard charting album, Still Got That Hunger. Please welcome the fabulous 21st century incarnation of the band, Colin Blunstone, Rod Argent, Jim Rodford, Steve Rodford, Tom Toomey, ladies and gentlemen, the Zombies.
This evening. In the first half, we're going to be playing a selection of songs that We've recorded from way back in 1964. Some very, very old ones and some very, very new ones. Quite a mixture. This next song actually comes through on both of those lists because we first recorded this in about 1965. It was a single. No one bought it. And we completely forgot about it. And then we heard Tom Petty doing a live version of this on an album. And we thought, this sounds pretty good. And so we thought we'd investigate this tune again. And we, just because we heard the Tom Petty version. And so we introduced it into the live set. We've ended up recording it. So it's the only re-record on our new album, just because we enjoyed playing it so much. So just to sort of set the tone, this is a zombie cover of a Tom Petty cover of a zombie tune. It was recorded way back in 1965. It's called I Want You Back Again!
Well, thank you very much. As Colin so rightly said, that's the only song on a new album that isn't absolutely brand new. And the reason we did that was because when we started doing it, we realised we'd never ever played it live before. And we started to enjoy it so much on stage that we thought we just had to record it as it was. So that's why it's on the new album. And actually that became part of Record Store Day as well. The new version and the old version back to back, which was a very nice addition actually, it was lovely. We had this new album out in 2015, late 2015. And the thing is that we love playing all of the old stuff. We obviously do not get tired of doing that. But always within the context of being able to re-energise ourselves with the idea and the thought of being able to create and write and record and play in front of lovely crowds like you guys, new material too. And we're going to dot a few of the new things around this evening. We had a phone call from Billboard magazine in late 2015 when we were on our American tour. And they phoned us up and they said, we just wanted you to know that this is the first time in 50 years as the Zombies that you've got an album in the top 100 album sales charts. And that was the new album, Still Got That Hunger, and as I say, it's very important to us. So we're going to do a couple of new tracks for you now. I hope you enjoy these two. The first one is called Moving On, the second one is called Edge of the Rainbow.
Thank you.
from the edge of the rainbow. You see the light coming through.
Well, we're going straight from 2015 back to 64 and 65. And we're going to do three songs that we always used to play, and we still love playing. The first one was a top five record. The second and third songs were from our first album. They're two R&B covers, but we always used to love playing them then, and we do now. So I hope you enjoy these three. Here we go.
No.
classic, which we put on our first album, which was Rotate. And this next song is also a 60s tune which we recorded, but it's slightly different because we recorded this specifically for a film. A very famous 60s film director called Otto Preminger asked us to write three songs for his film Bunny Lake is Missing, starring Sir Laurence Olivier and Carol Lindley and the Zombies. So we wrote these three songs, and I just want to set the scene for you. In the film, Laurence Olivier is having a very, very intense conversation in a pub with Carol Lindley. It's an absolutely pivotal part of the film. The tension is crackling, and over in the corner, someone turns a TV on in the pub, and on the TV screen is us. I'm thinking Academy Award at least. So this is the killer bit. Laurence Olivier gets up, he walks manfully right across the room, and he turns the TV off. And that was the end of our career in film. And this is one of the songs that we wrote for. It's called Just Out of Reach.
Chasing the past, yesterday is
Well, thank you very much. That was from the new album as well. But we're going to go back now and do a song which, when the first incarnation of the Zombies split way back in 67, my colleague Jim and I went away and formed a band called Argent. Now, most people think that the biggest hit we ever had was written by me, but that wasn't one of my songs. It was actually, that song was actually written by Chris White, the original bass player in the Zombies. So it has a real Zombies connection. And he actually wrote it when an early Argent were playing a version of Time of the Season, and we went into a riff that we'd never played before. And Chris heard this riff and loved it, and he wrote a song around it. That song became Hold Your Head Up. Now, I have to tell you, over the years, people have always sung along with us, sung this song with us, and that's great, and we love the fact that they have, but they always sing the wrong words. They actually sing, hold your head up, whoa. And actually, that's not right. The real words are, hold your head up, woman. So, if you're going to sing along with us tonight, and I really hope you do, for God's sake, get it right. Thank you very much. We're gonna finish this first set with just about the first song we ever recorded, just about the first song I ever wrote, called She's Not There.
Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart for you? Would you say that you would try to love me too? In your mind, could you ever be really close to me? I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But so I can see that you'd really care for me, I will dream someday you'll be really close to me. I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that
Ladies and gentlemen, the zombies will return after a brief intermission for the second chapter of our show. In the meantime, please do take a moment to visit our lovely merchandisers in the lobby. You will be delighted to find exciting and exclusive mementos of the evening, including autographed CDs, vinyl albums, and our fabulous new book, The Odyssey, The Zombies in Words and Images. Success of their first hit singles, the Zombies entered London's Abbey Road Studios in 1967 to record their second album. They could never have imagined how the results would loom so large in their lives. The strange story of Odyssey and Oracle includes a disappointing release, the breakup of a band, a surprise chart-topping hit that came 1 year too late, and a 50-year rediscovery of the album by generations of new fans. In celebration of the 50th anniversary of Odyssey and Oracle, please give a warm welcome for the return of Chris White, Hugh Grundy, Rod Argent, Colin Bluntstone, ladies and gentlemen, the Zombies.
Thank you.
summer is here because the sky is overcast. No one brings a rose for Emily. She watches her flowers grow.
Thank you. Isn't she smart? Isn't she mine? You are one summer on the sand ground. Ago. Yes, that was my trade, but the king's shilling is now my fee. A butcher I'd made as well have stayed for the slaughter that I see. And the preacher in his pulpit, sermon go and fight, do what is right, but he don't have to hear these guns, and I bet he sleeps at night.
is the time of the season. When love runs high in the dark, give it to me easy. Let me drive with pleasure and hands to take you to the sun and promise dance to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for loving. What's your name? Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? As he take off any time to show you what you need to live. Tell him to be slowly.
Oh, thank you so, so much. You know, this is a special year for us because we decided to look back on all those years, and we decided that if we were going to do this on the 50th anniversary, the only way we wanted to do it was to replicate every single note that was on the original album. And that was a pretty hard puzzle to solve because on the original album we had quite a few multi-tracks, more than we've been used to before. So instead of just playing, you know, one keyboard, I would typically play two, this one, and then, you know, Mellotron. So we had to get someone who really understood the album and really knew the parts backwards and was able to fulfill them, you know, do them in the spirit in which they were intended. And also, we put loads more vocals on than just the three vocalists that we had in the group. So we had to cover all those things as well. And we assembled a stellar cast. And in fact, over on the... And I can tell you what, we got our absolute first choices every time. On the only guy I could think that could do the other keyboards and help with the... some of the extra harmonies was the wonderfully talented guy from Los Angeles who is in the Brian Wilson Band and the Wonder Mints, Mr. Darian Sahanaji. You know, we lost our very dear friend and colleague, Paul Atkinson, in 2004. He was the original guitarist with the Zombies. Right from day one, he was the original guitarist. And it was a very sad loss. But wonderfully covering for him and playing in the current band that Colin and I play with all the time and doing an absolutely wonderful job is a monster musician, Mr. Tom Toomey, on the guitar. Next to Tom is a guy that was the very first guy I ever asked to be in the band in 1961, and at the time he was in the very top local group, one of the first electric groups in the south of England, and we were just starting out, so he didn't join us at that time. He said, no, I won't, but I'll help you, and he did. He helped us all the way along. Years later he became founder member with me of Argent, and after Argent, for 18 years, on their biggest ever selling albums in America, and on the time when the band absolutely exploded, he was bass player with the Kinks. So let's hear it for Jim Rutherford on the bass. Next to Jim is a remarkable lady who is talented in all sorts of directions. She's a wonderful artist. All the artwork that you've seen on the screen tonight behind us, she's responsible for it. And the wonderful artwork that's in that fantastic book that BMG and our management have put together to celebrate the Odyssey. She's also a member of an award-winning Bulgarian choir back in the UK, so doing a lot of those high falsetto parts that we added on the original is Chris's wife, Vivian Boucherat. Next to Viv is the guy that plays with us day in, day out. A wonderfully talented drummer and all-round musician who plays bass, bass guitar, piano, cowbell, every sort of everything sort of thing that you can use. And he also writes scores for TV back in the UK. Steve Rodford on the guitar. And what can we say? Colin and I have been coming over here for quite a few years now, and we only do it because we have a ball every time we come over and play with this fantastic band. But to do Odyssey and Oracle, we thought we have to make it as authentic as possible. And so it's been a sentimental joy and a musical joy to have with us on this tour. First of all, the guy who's responsible for half the writing on Odyssey and Oracle, and written wonderful songs, and was responsible for all those, that beautiful bass playing on the album, Chris White. It's incredible all these years later to be back on stage with the guy when we wrote the album between us. We shared a flat at the time, and we shared a flat also with the guy who did the cover, Terry Quirk, who's not with us tonight, but he's going to be here soon. He's coming to Los Angeles as well. And then on the drums is a guy who doesn't sound like anybody else. He really has his own character in every fill and every drum part that he plays, and it's such a joy to be reunited with him. Hugh Grundy on the drums.
Then the two final pieces of this wonderful concert is the voice of Colin Blunstone, the wonderful singer.
We thought long and hard about how to finish this show, and we thought, well, there's only one way to do it. It has to be, you know, I know we've played all the most well-known zombies things, but we thought we're going to go back and play something unusually, something that we've already played this evening, but doing it in a very different way. Because we thought we'd use this just a template, and then we'll just fill in that template in whatever way occurs to us on the night. So this is different every night when we play it. And we never quite know exactly what's going to happen. And everyone's going to contribute in this last version. Before we do it, thank you so much. It's been a joy. This is She's Not There. That's